to the Tillis Center. I'm Mark Morganelli, executive producer of Brexton Jazz and Tillis. This is the beginning of our 02-03 season, and I'd like to thank Elliot Soroka and George Lindsay for having me. I think this is my sixth season, so I thank you for allowing me to present all these great jazz artists in 6 years here at Tillis Center. Of course, we could not do this without the support of our sponsors, in addition to, of course, yourselves. We'd like to thank Donald Reckler and the Reckler family, Rex and Associates. And tonight we have an additional sponsor, Commerce Bank. How about welcoming them? We're going to have one long set without intermission, so we're letting you know that up front. That's what Branford wants to do, so we're going to let him do it because he does it so well. And this is particularly gratifying for me because when I had my Jazz Forum loft 20-some-odd years ago down in Greenwich Village, at the second loft, we unfortunately got kicked out and lost our lease. And the night that they changed the locks on us, I was to have presented Branford Marsalis and Kevin Eubanks Quartet. So, you know, it's going to be a really great show. We want to let you know that if you haven't gotten tickets for any of the other shows in the series, of course, the Pat Metheny Group will be here on Sunday, November 3rd. And then in November, I believe it's on the 16th, the great Cassandra Wilson, celebrating her new release, Belly of the Sun. And in February, I think it's on the 8th, the Paquito de Rivera Big Band, fabulous artist. And then we wind up with the cutting-edge artist, the great banjoist, and wonderful contemporary musician, Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. So that's our series for this year. Yeah. So would you please welcome Branford Marsalis.
Thank you. Nice to see y'all. 2 hours to go 35 miles.
Welcome to New York.
Man. Y'all do this all the time, right?
Yeah.
That was something. I was glad, you know, I had NPR on, so it was cool. So, on the piano from New Rochelle, New York, Joey Calderazzo. From Fresno, California, where having a criminal record is compulsory, just like Australia, Eric Rivas. And on the drums from Pittsburgh, Jeff Tane Watts. Start off with a song by Mr. Tane Watts, a song that he wrote in memory of his dearly departed dog, who used to bite people all the time, and he loved that about the dog. So he wrote this song, and it's called Mr. JJ, or JJ Was His Name.
Thank you.
unless all, if it sounded confusing, well, it was written by a drummer, so, you know. No, it's actually a really cool song. It tells a story. It's a story of which is all that cacophonous stuff we were doing in the beginning and at the end. It takes place in a bar where you can often hear hundreds of people talking about absolutely nothing at the exact same time. And when you add loud music to it, then it's really exactly what that was. And it is his dedication to Chopin. Not the composer, but that cool, refreshing drink made from the sweet potato. The name of that song was Vaudeville. Not Vaudeville, but Vodkaville. Vaudeville. And the song before that was, The song before that was a song called Broadway Fools, which was preceded by the original dog song, Mr. JJ. Right now, we're going to play a song that is a tribute to memories, a tribute to friendships, love, and love lost. This song is called Requiem. lost behind my solo. I'm like, where are we? It's some real musical stuff, so don't worry. Probably some of y'all are probably also on the same, so I understand that. So that last song was a Ornette Coleman song entitled "Gigging" for Brianna, and we. We're going to close out with a song by John Lewis of the Modern Jazz Quartet. The song is called Concord. Thank you. They're team watching them. You all know. One of his early compositions. It was a very cute song that he calls Blue Tang.
pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.